Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
This week, I'm going to answer a commonly asked question: how often you should update your restaurant menu. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And like I said, I'm gonna answer the question of how often you should update your restaurant menu. Let me just get right into it and tell you right now: as often as possible. Well, what does that mean, as often as possible? There's gonna be a lot of factors that determine that, but ideally, I'd like to see you updating your restaurant menu once a month, at least every 2 months, some of you 3 months, some of you 4 months, no more than that. You must be updating your menu at least 3 times a year. Like I said, ideally, I would update your menu monthly or every other month. Some of you can stretch it to every 3 or 4 months. But if you're updating your menu once a year, once every other year, if you haven't updated your menu in 18 months, get to work. Here are the factors that come into play with updating a menu and why I like to update menus so often. A lot of times we've spent so much money on our menus, designing them, building them, printing them, laminating them, whatever it is, that the cost to update the menu doesn't outweigh the benefits. So the first thing I suggest is get out of that cycle. Figure out a way to create a menu more often for much less money. There's some great online tools like iMenu.com or Canva, or even if you work with a designer, you should be able to work out a deal where it's very inexpensive to update your menus on a regular basis. Then you need to figure out how to print your menu and get it out on a more regular basis, more often, for less money. I'm not gonna get into the details of actually how to do that in this video. I just wanna explain to you the theory behind why I like to update menus more often. When we wait too long to update a menu, we create what I call elasticity. Think of a rubber band, right? Where the rubber band is resting in its spot, and then you stretch it and stretch it, and it gets tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter until eventually it snaps when you pull too hard. That's what's happening with your restaurant menu prices right now, is that your restaurant menu, when it comes out, if you're waiting a year or 2 years to update your prices, when it comes out, chances are you're overpriced to the market. Because you've waited so long, you've had to take this knee-jerk reaction where you've raised everything $1 or $2, 10, 20% raises. It's shocking to your customers. They're offended by it. They see it. And so now you've got this new menu. You're overpriced. People are a little turned off by it. You're going to lose a few customers. They're going to complain. But then over time, your menu becomes priced perfectly because your prices are going up every day, right? It feels like. But then 6, 8 months later, now your menu is slightly underpriced. So if you can imagine this rubber band, right, where you started, you were a little overpriced, there's no pricing pressure, and then you stretch it and you stretch it and you stretch it until now all of a sudden there's pricing pressure again and it snaps, and then you've got to do this whole process again. What I suggest, like I said, is updating your menus as often as possible. Now, when you do these updates, don't add massive amounts of money to your menu. Don't change every single item. You should be looking at making adjustments to your wording, to locations, to placement, to specials, to different menu strategies that you use. And if you're interested in learning more about all of these different menu strategies, I do have another program called Profit Maximizer Execution Plan. It's called the Profit Maximizer Execution Plan. You can get more information on it below this video. But really, the big thing here is that you're slowly updating prices a little bit at a time. Maybe this month, only update 5 or 6 items on your menu and just add a nickel or a dime to them. And then next month, update another 5 or 6 items and add a nickel or dime. And then next month, another 5 or 6, a nickel or dime. And then eventually, after 6 months, you've gone through all these. Now you go back to the item that you added a nickel to 6 months ago and add another nickel to it. Now, the only way that you can do that is if you don't do even dollar pricing, or if you don't do consistent pricing, right? Where if everything on your menu ends in 99 cents or 49 cents, it's hard to add a nickel to it. So I suggest you use totally random pricing on your menus. And what I mean by that is that some items are going to be $435, $685, $550, $790, $1120, right? Totally random numbers that really mean nothing. There's no system, there's no organization to it, other than the fact that you know your cost on these items. You've set them accordingly, and then to keep up with your price increases, you're just slowly adding a nickel or a dime to them. And trust me, those nickels and dimes add up over time into massive profits for you. Best of all, your customers don't see it, they don't notice it, they're not offended by it. It's just part of the process. So, how often should you update your restaurant menu? As often as possible. I suggest once a month, depending on your circumstances, the type of restaurant that you operate. If you want to go to every other month, that's fine. 3-4 times a year, but no less often than that. I hope you enjoyed this week's training, and I can't wait to bring you a new training video next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.